Is it a wait and see type of attitude when we look at the weather in this grain crops, especially with the amount of rain we've seen during the month of July? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. David Erickson joins us today with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. And let's start there because, man, I don't remember a July as wet as this one has been.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you there, Susan. I haven't seen this amount of rain in July. Normally, July and in the beginning of August is when a lot of people are turning on their pivots and getting them running to make sure that the crop finishes with enough moisture. But I haven't seen a pivot turn or, you know, drop anything in around this area in quite a while. So it's definitely, we've gotten plenty of moisture, but I'm starting to wonder, in talking with a lot of my customers and a lot of producers in the area, I'm starting to wonder if maybe it's a little too much moisture. Now, this is going to be something that is remains to be seen, but I've seen a lot of pictures and talked with a lot of people who have water, you know, standing in their fields, and I think that is detrimental to the top end of the corn crop, and, you know, especially on the soybean side of things. You know, the old saying is, and I think it's an old saying for good reason, is beans don't like wet feet. And so, and as we enter into the month of August, where the month of August is typically where the bean crop is kind of made, I think that's going to be something that's really interesting. But quite frankly, the market isn't paying attention to that. The managed money just continues to keep their thumb on these grains, and perhaps the tariff deal with Brazil and South America has the soybean market a little bit worried here. But we have seen shrinking balance sheets, and the price has not reflected that, that hasn't reflected that we have a shrinking balance sheet overall.
You know, everybody looks at that August 1st deadline with some apprehension, but then you got to add the layers that it's different deadlines when you look at other countries like China, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really big onion, and this whole trade situation with the tariffs has just been a really big onion overall. And I think a lot of people expected that we would get something done right away, and perhaps the administration kind of led them that way. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of different layers that need to be that need to go in here, and to get this taken care of. So we'll have to kind of wait and see what the, if we get anything done. And furthermore, I think the most important thing is, you know, we've gotten a lot of these trade deals done. I think we need to just kind of be patient and sit and wait and see what the overall impact is. And then furthermore, if the countries are going to cooperate with them and play ball accordingly. So this isn't an overnight deal, and I never thought it would be. And I think that some people involved in the marketplace kind of thought that it would be. But we got to be patient, because it'll all play itself out in time.
So then what about it, David, from a livestock perspective? Because there's a lot of concerns about that ground beef and how much tariffs are going to be put on from Brazil.
That is definitely a little bit of a, something that we need to be paying attention to and keep an eye on overall, as they are a big player and we are a big player. The biggest thing that we're running into, and the reason that we're at these price levels overall, is because of lack of numbers. So, if you take an outlet kind of out of the equation overall, either way, then, you know, that is going to put a little strain on the market. Now, as we're talking right now, the market is down, 600 to 700 points, and perhaps that has something to do with it. But, overall, I kind of am starting to believe that this was just kind of a big balloon. seen moves like this before where the market's been able to recover. So the biggest thing is that we need to pay attention to is how does the market react moving forward?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, David. David Erickson joining us today. Quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the Thursday version of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.